So, I don't know what to, how to think about pot. I've always been against the, if not medicinal marijuana, that I understand, but recreational use, I don't see it as a good way to go. And it comes down to that slippery slope gateway sort of feel. But I understand we're a little short as revenue is concerned here in the state. And if she could convince me, maybe I'd be willing to consider it.
I don't know if a joint is, or whatever is worse than a fifth of vodka. I don't know.
Well, I would say that a fifth of vodka is pretty bad.
Well, I'm talking about
in one sitting.
I'm talking about imbibing. how are you gonna take the edge off?
Well, our executive producer constantly says the bourbon that I drink and the beers that I have from time to time, less and less nowadays, because as my wife says, it turns me into a big pile of stupid.
You've been jackassing around.
I've been told marijuana is actually healthier for you. It's a natural herb. Yeah. Let's talk to State Senator Heather Staines here. She is co-sponsoring efforts to legalize recreational marijuana use in Illinois, like we have in, I believe, 8 other states in the District of Columbia. Senator Staines, thank you for your time this morning. Let's talk revenue first. Assuming that people can grow their own and they have to pay a little bit of a tax on their own homegrown weed to the state, what kind of money annually are we talking about potentially going into the general fund?
Well, the estimates we've gotten are a range from $350 to $700 million when fully implemented would come into the state, both through an excise tax on, at the cultivation point, and then just regular sales tax that you pay on any item.
Question for you is this. I had one of my dear friends' kids were out at the show last night out at the Allstate Arena. The guy's name's Eric Church. Famous for people that go out there and imbibe in the smoking of marijuana. But what's the difference between that and, somebody passing a joint along or getting a beer for a kid? Do you view it as a gateway drug, or is it viewed, in your opinion, the same as maybe starting off drinking recreationally with a beer?
Well, that is an excellent question. We were with, there's a group called Safer Illinois that's formed by minister and clergy who really believe that we should be taxing and regulating marijuana to exactly prevent the gateway impact. The point they make, and I think there's a lot of truth to this, is the gateway aspect is going off and buying it from a dealer on the street corner who's part of a criminal operation. Whereas if you tax and regulate, you don't have that gateway aspect to it. And my point now, too, is that prohibition just plain does not work. We have an estimated 750,000 people in Illinois who use marijuana, and 97% of that is coming through an illegal source. So if you can actually tax regulate, you can keep it a safer product, and you can make it harder for teens to get. This is only for 21 years and older. I don't think those folks out on the street corner are IDing anybody.
Do you buy the contention, Senator? Do you buy the contention that if, in fact, we legalize recreational marijuana, it runs the cartels and the street gangs out of business entirely, or do they just evolve and undercut the state issued or state mandated price?
I don't know that we have enough data and research on it. What I do know so far, there are, as you said, there's 8 states and D.C. who have legalized. 4 have had some experience with it. In those states, in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, we've seen violent crime go down, and property crime, for that matter, in those states that have legalized. There's also been a guy at the University of Texas who's been doing research on this for a number of years across all 50 states, who believes that the one thing that it seems to be the case when you regulate marijuana, you do seem to have a drop in violent crime, and they think it's because it's reducing the influence of cartels. But I will say, I don't know that we have enough data and research yet, because this is still early on.
Do you have enough votes?
Well, we're not. Right now, we're just doing this as a subject matter. We're not trying to take a vote. I've been surprised. We got a recent poll done that showed that 66% of Illinoisans support it. Public tends to evolve more quickly than legislators, though. I don't know that we have enough votes yet, but we're not roll calling yet, because we really do think this is a big public policy change, and we really want to just give full information and have a really public conversation about how and when to do this in Illinois.
I think crime would probably go down, John, but you know this too, is that you know, you can go with the price of cigarettes being so expensive now. You get guys on street corners selling singles. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, probably, you know, good behavior is hard to legislate in a situation like this.
State Senator Heather Staines, thanks for your time this morning. We'll watch it. We'll see if, in fact, it does pass on the House and Senate side. We'll see how the governor feels about it.